The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Samech Bet. Today's Daf has been studied in Nunishmat. Mor Zekini Yosef Betzara, and Merad Zekinati Yafa Betzara, and Nunishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Lua Hashem Tarihim Begin Eden, Amen. Today's Daf has been studied in Fuash and Imam Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat Rahel. Inna Referanahim. Inna Referanahim, Inna Referanahim. Fatan Nefesh, Fatan Guf, Fatan Kurban Abba Vekin, and Sufar Mar, Amen. In today's daf on Samech Bet Amud Rishon, starting from the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud, a Mekadesh Ta'isha, a person gives Kiddushin to a lady. Ve'amar Kasabura Iti Shei Kohenet. I thought that she was a Kohenet, but he didn't stipulate anything in the beginning. Post facto, after he gave her the Kiddushin, I didn't know. I thought she was a Kohenet. Ve'arei Leviya, but she's a Leviya already. Leviya ve'arei Kohenet. He thought she was a Leviya. She's already a Kohenet. Aniya. He thought that she was poor. Vare Ashira, and behold, she's rich. Ashira, vare aniya, or the opposite. Vare zu mikudeshet. It's kedushin. Why? Because she did not trick him. She did not give any false pretense. This guy over here now, in his heart, he's coming along and saying, "That's what I was thinking. I thought he was good." Devarim shebalev. Your mistake. Which means, and you never expressed it in the beginning. So therefore, the kedushin is a kedushin. There's nobody tricked anybody. She says over here. Ela, who it out that small, he tricked himself. They came and they looked Pirish. Navgo came in here. We don't believe him. Well, now all of a sudden you want to get out of it and say, "Oh, I thought she was a Leviya." They have a little debarim she might live. It's the things in his heart. How many Isha, Aliat Mekudeshili, La Harshit Gayir. It's a goy. He comes and says, Aliat Mekudeshili, after I convert. Or La Harshit Gayiri, or after you convert. La Har Shishtachrir, after I become free. He's an Evid. Evid Kanani. So he comes, after I become freed. Or, the Hajj Tashiri. Or after you become free. The Hajj Yamud Ba'alich. Right, conditionally after your husband dies. Or the Hajj Tamut Achotech. Or after his wife dies. Because his wife is this lady's sister. You can't marry two sisters when they're alive. So this guy's saying, when my wife dies. And then I can marry you because then you're my wife's sister. But it's not Bahaya. The Hajj Yahlos Lich Yibmech. Or after. They make chalitzati. So when they make, after they make chalitzati, chalitzat, now you're free to go to the shuk. So I'll marry you then. Ena mekudeshet. All these cases over here, no good. What's the logic that she says? David devarim shelo ba'u le'olam. Right, well, they didn't come to the world yet. And therefore, right now, you can't make kadesha. And therefore, you're not allowed to make kiddushin on something that's not here yet, that's not in the world. When you convert, right now you're not converted, so therefore it's no good. It's the verim shelo ba'al olam. Good. V'chein ha'omer l'chavero. The guy tells his friend, "Im yalda ishtecha nikeva." His wife was pregnant. So the guy tells the husband, "Listen, if your wife gives birth to a girl, I want to make kiddush to the girl, the baby, the womb." Harizu mikudeshet li. Right, so yeah, let's read it. If your wife gives birth to a girl, she will be mekudeshet to me. Ena mekudeshet. No good. And we'll see that case again in the Gemara. Again. She's pregnant. The baby did not emerge. Comes again and says, Tenanatam. And Tormim min atalus min ala mechubar. Basically, we have a rule when it comes to Terumah. Terumah, you're not allowed to take from the items that are attached. For things that are detached, or the opposite. Take from things that are detached for things that are attached. Everything's got to be detached. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tenanatam. En tormim min atalush ala mechubar. As she says, mechubar, enu haya betruma. There's no chayiv truma and the things that are attached to the ground yet. Why? Dereshit deganecha ketiv. Midi dimidgan. Things that are able to make a pile out of them. Why? Sheneesa pekrilkach lo hal shem truma ala talush. Why? You're taking from the talush on the mechubar. The mechubar is nothing. Therefore, the stuff that you took is not because of the tumah. Shu fresh alav. Ve'tevel u biyad kohen. Are you giving the kohen? Tevel. Ve'yachol de trom alev v'akum acher v'chol acholim. Right? Ve'mechubar shu fresh alav lo netkan. U'shli yitlo sarik le trom. Right? If you take from the mechubar, on the mechubar itself, you went to the mechubar, and you took the tumah, it's nothing. Because there's no chayuv. Therefore, when you're going to detach, you have to take Tiruma again. Okay, so that's got the cases now. Tenanata, in Tormim and a Talush ala Mechubar, the Im Taram in Tirumato Tiruma. Good. Ba'aminer of Asim Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Perot Arugazu Tilushin. These Perot that are detached, Yeyu Tiruma al Perot Arugazu Mechubarim, will be a Tiruma for the ones that are attached. Perot arugazu mechubarim, or the ones that are attached. You turma al perot arugazu telushim. Now here's the key. Lecheshiyit leshu. You throw in those words. It'll be the turma when I pick it. Which means I'm not saying it now. I'm just saying that I'm taking the turma now, and I want this turma. I know I can't make it. It's mechubar. Mechubar is nothing. When I tolesh it, vinit leshu, and then you eventually did pluck it. Could you rely on what you said at the time? Mao. Look at Rashi. The question is, you want to say, is the Kiddushim the Tirumah retroactively? Do you, or you say, no, it's the Bashar Ba'al Awanam. Bottom line, at the time you said it, it wasn't viable. Now you want to do it again. So Yabra says, Amale, Kol Shibi Yado, Nafke Mechusan Ma'aseh Dameh Ru. Anything that you could have done, it's not mechusar ma'aseh, it's biyado. I could have tolished it if I want. And therefore, that's not considered lacking a ma'aseh, therefore, the tiruma is a tiruma. No. Again, if I wanted to, I could have tolished the fruit. So that's not considered a hasarun. Anything that's biyadi, anything that I'm able to handle, control, so therefore, that's not considered devar shelo ba'al olam. I could bring it to the world, I could create it. So therefore, it'll be a tiruma. So comes the Gemara and says, "Etive." We have a question. How omer leisha hareat bekodesh li lahashe etgayir? How Mishnah? After I convert, lahashe etgayiri, lahashe ishtachler, lahashe ishtachleri. After I become free, lahashe yamud baalech, lahashe yamud achotech, lahashe yachlos tichibich ena bekodesh. Bishna makulu. I listen to all the cases. La biyado. Good. All the cases, or most of the cases, that are out of control. Example: Harat mekudesh etli when your husband dies. That's out of his control. Death is not in his hands. Or when my wife dies. That's your sister. It's out of his control. Good. The out of control cases, I have no problem with in mekudesh. Because it's the bashul ba'al olam ela ger havi biyado, which means when I convert. It's good. You can go. It's biyado. You can go convert. Go to the mikveh. Go to Beit Din. Convert. Therefore, the chavra it should be mikudesh when he converts. So the Gemara says, "Ger nami la biyado." The Amar of Chayyim Rava Amar of Yohanan. Ger sarich shelosha. You need a Beit Din. Oh, so therefore, go find a Beit Din. They have to dip him in the mikveh. They got to teach him the laws. So the Gemara says, "My tama. What do they need three for? What do you need three Israelim? Mishpat ketiv." So it says the word mishpat over there. Kedin, good. You need like dinim. How many people do you need for judgment?
Three.
You need three people. Oh, so comes Gemara and says, well, what is the mishpat? It says mishpat had yelechem keger ka ezrach yelechem. So you see, a ger to convert needs three. So Gemara says mi yemar temizdakeku lehanitlata. Who says that these three are going to convene for him? Who says they're gonna help him out? I mean, he's talib edat harim. He needs somebody else. Not his control. He needs somebody else. Right? Therefore, it's not biyado. Matkif la Rabbi Abba bar Mamar el me'ata. Hanotem peruta l'shifchato. Guy gives a peruta to shifcha. Shifcha kenanit. Ve'amar la Rabbi Kodesh lidlacha she'ishtachrerech. Right, after I free you, how can I make David kiddushin? You're going to tell me that it's going to be a kiddushin because you're telling me it's his control. He has the right to free the and the chaura. The Gemara is saying we don't think it is a kiddushin. Why shouldn't it be a kiddushin? Chaura, it's in his control. Gemara is, what are you talking about? Hachi hashta hatam yikarab behema hashta da'at ahiret. That's, you're right. It's in your control, but that's such a change in person. When she's a behemah. Once you free her, she becomes a human being. So therefore, it's so far, even though it's biyado, that's the lo ba'al olam. Which is on a lo ba'al olam, that is drastic, that she went from behemah to human being, that already is considered, even though it's biyado, still, it's a big change. And therefore, kiddushin will not work. Look at Rashi's language. Hilkach en mechusar. Which means, no, ger, no. No, you're not a behemah. It's not a behemah. No, it's not a behemah. Behemah is Eved. Shifcha is Avadim. This is a goy, human, better human. This is going from Shifhaz, considered Ahmed Amel Hamor. By Shifhaz, they said about Abedim. So therefore, it's. So comes the Quran says. Good. Then Adam Rav Shaya no ten peruta leishto. God gives a peruta to his wife. Amar la harat mekudesh li lahar sheigar shech. Second time, right? Harat mekudesh li after I divorce you. Yeah. Well, right after I divorce you, you'll be married to me again. Ena mekudesh it. So Gemara says ena mekudesh it. It's a problem. Why is ena mekudesh it? Lechaura is biado. He could divorce her, therefore it should work. So comes the Gemara and says, "How can a man that Rabbi Yohanan have a kedushin?"
Question.
Which means you tell me, according to Rabbi Yohanan, that says it's biyado. You tell me this case is a kedushin. Need biyado legadesha. You're right. It's in his control to divorce her. Biyado legadesha. Is it in his control that she'll receive the second kedushin?
No.
Girushin in your you can control because you give the get baal korha. But the kiddushin you don't control. Who says she's going to accept? Again, areat mekudeshet li, areat mekudeshet li lahar she'igar shech. Kiddushin you can control. She can accept again. But who says that she's going to accept now a new kiddushin? In kiddushin, it's not beedos. So Gemara says tifshot, solve the ba'er of Oshaya. And no, all the other cases over there, for example,
stop kiddushin. Give the lady kiddushin.
Right, stop kiddushin. Well, she accepts it. Tosafot asked that question. Look at Tosafot. Neid biyadon legaresha, biyadon lekadesha. Who had dinami demat shleshnoye le'ayil hachem? Good. In all the other cases, you could have said that as well. It's not biyadon. Therefore, it's not mekudesh. The din is not mekudesh in those cases.
Right.
So you have another reason why it's not mekudesh. Not only because it's lo ba'al olam. Because it's not. You gave cases that it's a maaseh gadol. No, it's just simple. It's
yes, now, right now.
Yes. She's married. Well, yes, yes means nothing when she's married.
All those cases, she can't say.
Yes. She can say. Then right now, the kiddushin's on hal. She's got to say it later. Later, she can change her mind. So comes the one and says tifshot. Anyway, from this, you can answer another question that we had. The ba'ir of Oshaya rotin shtei perutot leisha. He gives two perutot to a lady. The hat amar net kanchili hayom. ובאחת אמר נתקדשי לי לאחר שיגרשך two פרוטות מתקדש me today and what here's another פרוטה this is for the kiddushin I'm giving you right now after I divorce you so כמו גבר says תפשוט מיני תלו אבי kiddushin because again although it's בידו לגרשה but it's not בידו לקדשה because no דלמה maybe it's different in that case כי הכי דתפיס kiddushin השתה תפסי נמר לאחר כן Maybe it's a little different in this case. Once already the first kiddushin is hal, because the first kiddushin she accepted, and then he gave a she accepted both perutot, right? So areat mekudeshet li ayom, and the second peruta areat mekudeshet li leachar sheigar shech. So we could argue that once the first kiddushin is hal, it drags the second kiddushin. Till now we're learning a case where there's only one kiddushin. That cannot be hal. But maybe I could argue when there's one kiddushin already that's being hal, the first one, so it could be that acceptance drags the second kiddushin with it as well. So it's not analogous. Look at Rashi. Dilma. Ki echi de tafsik. Lomar. De achi misaf kele ravosh. That's why I had a question in this case. Bea, mishub di ikalama. Dilma svira lan. Migu di bali kiddushin ashta mekache tafsi ba kiddushin. Since right now, the kiddushin can be tofes if she accepted the coin. Kiddushin can be halana lehar zemam mehashta. Aval so otav shiba kiddushin lehar zemam mehashta. So for the lehar zemam kiddushin can be hal as well. Aval mekadesh deshto. But right now, when you mekadesh a lady that's married, kiddushin al hal bechlal. So they could argue in a case where she's married already, with kiddushin al hal bechlal. So therefore, you can't set it into motion. Hareat mekadesh the amanat to be. You can't even do it now. Mashiach here, where the kiddushin could be hollering her now because she's single, so could be I can say that the kiddushin later on. Also, that's why I had a question. Tanya kavetet Rabbi Yohanan. We have a proof to Rabbi Yohanan. Again, Rabbi Yohanan said anything that's biyado is okay. En tormim min atalush ol mechubar v'im taram en turmato teruma ketzad amar perot arugazu kiddushin yehu teruma perot arugazu mechuberet. פירות ארוגזו מחוברת, יהיו תרמה על פירות ארוגזו תלושים. לא אמר כלום, אבל אמר לך שיתלשו, But if he stipulated that the perot over here that are talush will be teruma for the perot of the mechubadim when I pull them out, and we know it's biyado. If he wants to pull them out, he can pull them out. But if he wants vinit lishu, devarav kayamim. Very good to have a bright that will support this concept of Rabbi Yohanan, that anything that is biyado is not considered mechusar. He goes even further. Afilu amar perot arugazu telushin. You turma al perot arugazu mechubarot. Perot arugazu mechubarot. You turma al perot arugazu telushin. Lichsheyavi uslish vishiyit lishu. A further case. Halakha says an item is not hayav turma a fruit. Let's say till it brings, let's say a shlish, a third of its growth. This item over here had two problems against it. It was attached, and it didn't even yet grow a shlish. So the guy says, this item over here, when it grows a shlish, and I pluck it. So you'd say, well, it's not even viable. Even if you pluck it now, it's nothing. The growing of the shlish is out of your control. Mm-hmm. And still he says, ve'viu shlish, once it brings a shlish, and then you pluck the v'nit leshu, devarav kayamim. He's coming along to say even an item that's really out of your control, the tiruma will be viable. Good, it's Ebiado. Right. So Kavzi Gevran says, because obviously Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov holds Adam Magdish Davash Shal Ba'al Olam. That's what you have to say. You have to say that he holds that you can be Magdish Davash Shal Ba'al Olam, that the something that didn't come to the world yet. Because you make the tiruma now.
Or if it's just time sometimes.
No, wait.
It's just time.
Oh, so let's see. So comes the Gemara and says, so now she says it's Davash Shal Ba'al Olam. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abba, Lo Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ela Bishachat. Which means that which Rabbi Elazar says, okay, it's only talking about where it's Shachat. Which means even though, let's say, it didn't grow a shlish yet, but it's got to at least be a little grass. Shachat means it's stubble or something like something grew. It has to be right. She says, "Ra'uy, at least it's nikar. You see something in the field. You cannot say teruma on something that didn't even grow yet. Has to be a little shahat, some growth." She says, "Makal beema, aval beagam, no. Agam is little grass that it bends. It's so soft that it still doesn't even stand straight. That's already not. It's too far." So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Afilu Be'agam. Oh, Rabbi Yosef Smoi Moi Mekil. Even Be'agam, yeah, a little grass that's doesn't even have the strength to stand up straight. Yeah, but it's like it bends over, it's okay also. Now Gemara says, let's stop a question. Me'em Mashma Dai Agam Nishna De Butzil Nahu. How do you know the word Agam is Agam? You're calling grass that bends over. That's Butzil Nahu. How do you know that this is considered that? How do you know that the word agam means that? Where do you see the word agam means that? That it grows up from the aris, as she says, and bends over. It says, are you going to bend your head like an agmon? So you see, agam, agmon, is something that is bent over. Okay, a little grass that is, it's very, 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 very small. Okay. Comes Gemara and says, "Keman azla adetanya." Okay, so we have a fantastic machlok between Rab Yosef and Rabbah. Both say you can be magdish davar shel ba'al olam, but the question is, how much can it be there to start the game off? Right? Everybody agrees. Both of them agree. What lichshevi u'shlish? Right? But the question is, how much has to be on the ground at the time that you're doing that? So one rabbi says it has to be shachat. It has to be at least ra'uy for marcha be'ema. I don't want to know, have to have that, even if it's agam, even if it's smaller than that. And he says, "Lechshevi u'shlish, lechshiyit lishu, it's okay." So comes the Gemara and says, who's the following statement going like? Netanya. Ha'omer l'chavero, im yalda ishtecha nekeva, if your wife gives birth to a girl, mekudeshitli, lo amar kilum, he said nothing. Yeah, the baby didn't know ba'al olam. Tamar v'chayina, lo shanu e'la she'en ishto me'uberet. That's only in a case where his wife isn't pregnant yet. However, aval ishto me'uberet, devarav keyamim. Keman, who's that going? That means you can't be magdish davar shelo ba'al olam. So the Gemara says, Ike Rabba, Rabba says something's got to be there. So therefore, we got to learn the case kishu karobra. It's after the third month. We're ready. She's showing. So something is there. Ikir Rabbi Yosef afa pishlo karobra. As long as she's pregnant, you don't have to do that, even before that. So each whatever they held by the field, they'll hold by a pregnant lady. Vikad Abi, some have it differently. Amar Abba, no Amar Rabbi the Elazar ben Yaakov ela b'shachat. Oh, according to this version, Rabbi the Elazar ben Yaakov that said that this is teruma when it grows shlish. Everybody knows it's got to reach the level of shachat. Shachat is grass, whatever growth,
fodder,
animal food, good. But what debe kivsha? What's be kivsha? As she says, that could sustain itself from rains. So therefore, it's in your control. Which means the rain's going to come and they're going to cause it to grow. Aval b'shachat debeshakia. But if it's type of field where you need to irrigate it in order for it to grow, lo. Why? That she says she's the bit shachim lashkot lo amar Davida the peseda ki lo maskele ki the brayde hilka kvishlo ba leolam. No, because if you don't irrigate it, the field's going to get lost. The field's going to get ruined, and it's not biyadot to irrigate. You get water. So therefore, daf kind of feel that's automatic. That it's enough for the rain. That's what Abba said. No, it's a case where the field sustains itself on the rain. Normally it sustains itself. So therefore, it'll happen by itself. Maybe it won't rain.
Maybe.
I guess that's accepted that's normal.
Maybe a
local. No. It'll never reach shlish unless you water it. So it's no bad olam me'elav. Right, which means when you're doing a case over that didn't reach a shlish yet, so already something is lacking, right? And you didn't cut it yet. So he says that first got to be at least fodder shachat, and it's got to be something that'll happen by itself. But if you need human intervention, who says it's going to be around? You know what? It's not going to grow. So therefore, it's already too far. Oh, so that's dava. And according to what the other rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, but I feel b'shachat the b'shakia. No, even shachat the b'shakia, even after water it, like he says, b'yado, he'll water it.
Irrigated.
He'll irrigate it, and therefore no problem. But according to this version, everybody holds that it has to have something. You got to have shachat. So Gemara says, "Kemar az la detanya hamer lachavero im yalda shlichan nekeva mikudeshet lido amar kelum amar v'chalina lo shlo elas shen eshtom meuberet aval eshtom meuberet devrat kayamim keman keshukar ubra v'devrat kol." According to the second version, where everybody says it has to be at least shachat. So in the case of the pregnant lady, and the lady, she has to be at least hukar ubra, because according to this version, you have to have something evident. Okay, so in this version, the kiddushin's only be when it's hukar ubra. Amar abaye. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Verbi Meir, Kolus Viralu Adam Makne Davar Shelo Baal Le'Olam. But all these opinions hold, a person can make an acquisition on something that did not come to the world yet. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Hada Amran. Okay, we said it, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's the case of the Terumah. The thing didn't even grow a shlish yet. No Baal Le'Olam, there's no Terumah on this item yet. You can do it now. Lichshe Yigdal Shlish. Now already we proved. So let's go one more. Rabbi. What's Rabbi? Netanya. Lo tazgir eved el adonav. Lo. Do not return an eved to his master.
Wow.
Okay? What's the case? We don't return
him.
If the guy's eved ran away, why not return him? What does that mean? Don't return him. Why shouldn't he return him? So we'll have to see the case. So comes again what it says. Rabbi Omer, what's the case? Belokeah Eved al menat b'shachrero. A guy bought the Eved. I'm buying you al menat. Then I'm going to free you. Hakatu b'daber. Now, hey, what's the case? Hekidame. Amar of Amar Yitzchak. He goes. Dekatavla. He wrote the Eved. Dekatavle. Lekshekachech. When I take you, hare atzmecha kanu ilach me'achshav. Now. That's the Vashal Baal Olam yet. Right now the guy is not an Eved. When I take you, as she says, the Vashal Baal Olamu. Now, Bilokeach Eved Amenat L'Shachrero, Di'i B'Shachrero. If the case is talking about where a guy freed an Eved, and the Torah is telling me once he's freed, Don't send them back. Pashut, of course. Once he's freed, I know you can't send them back. The Torah wouldn't have called it an Eved. It says, Lo tazgir Eved el Adonav. If it's a case where Stam and Adon freed an Eved, he's free. So the Torah would say, Lo tazgir Ish el Adonav. Because he's free already. Lo tazgir Eved el Adonav must be talking about a case where the guy is still an Eved. What's the case over there? The guy said, Hare ata mishukhareret. You are going to be freed. When I take you, Hare atzmecha kanuilach. From now. Now, right now, he was not purchased. Not purchased. So the freedom is a davar. Right now, what are you freeing? Freeing what? The guy's not Eved. And still, what does the pasuk say? Don't return him to his master. So you see what? That the davar shebar olam works. That he's free. One time, and we'll conclude with this. I tell the Eved. He's a guy. He's not Eved even. He's a guy. When I purchase you as an Eved, you will go free. So what does the Torah say? Torah says, if this guy runs away, Beit Din, do not return him to his master. Meaning he's free. Oh, so the freedom works. What type of freedom was this? There was a freedom on the Vashel Baal Olam. When he freed him, the guy was not Eved. It was free, right? Exactly. He wasn't able. When I buy you, you'll be free. From now. So the freedom is on something that's not Baal Olam. And still we're saying what? He's free. Lo tazgir Eved Adonav. So therefore you see, according to the B, that the Vash of Ba'olam, no Ba'al Olam, works. You can't... Because he is an Eved, because he bought him. He said, when I buy you, you're going to go free. Now he bought him. Okay? Now he has an Eved. Okay? So now you want to say, he's free already. Yeah, but at the time that you freed him, it wasn't Eved to free. The freedom was hal on the Vash of Ba'al Olam. And still we're saying, what? He's free. How do you know? Don't return him back. Oh, story talking about was how the freedom. So you see, Kotra Bid, the Vashal Balam works.
Okay.
Go on more line. Nabi Meir, the Tanya. Ha'amel the Isha. Hare at Mekodesh Lahash et Gayir. Simple case. Abi Mekodesh to you after I convert. Or Lahash et Gayir, or after you convert. Lahash et Tahrir, or after I'm free. Zayvet. Lahare, or Lahash et Tahriri. Lahash Yamut Balech. After your husband dies. Lahash et Tamut Ahotech. Or after your sister dies, meaning my wife. After they make chalitza on you. So you see clearly that it was the Vashal Baal Olam. Forget about the case that Rabbi Yadu. Wow. These cases are not out of his control. If they're dying and all these cases over there, if they make chalitza, and still we're saying what? Even though at the time the Kiddushin was made to the Vashal Baal Olam, it's Mekudeshet. Rabbi Yohanan Sandar Omer in a Mekudeshet. Okay, Rabbi Yohanan Sandar Omer. I'm sorry, these cases, not Mekudeshet. Rabbi Yudan Nasi Omer, Mekudeshet. Rabbi Yudan Nasi says, in these cases, it is Mekudeshet. In all these cases that we just read, Umata Amru in a Mekudeshet, Mishum Eva. In two cases, in the case where Areat Mekudeshet Li, when your husband dies, even though the Biyudan has sealed, you can be Mekadet Rashul Ba'al Olam, but not in that case. Why? Eva. That's a mahluk. The premise of the Kiddushin, somebody has to die? That's really going to cause mahluk. Or, after my wife dies, who's your sister? In those two, he agrees in principle that you can be Mekadet Rashul Ba'al Olam. But in cases where death is a factor, not going to work. Because of Gezerah, Eva, it's going to cause mahluk. So the Gemara says, V'nachshov nami the Biyudan has sealed. How come you didn't count the Biyudan Nasi on the list of people that say the Vashal Baal Olam? Because we single as Yotz Mekudesh in all those cases. So the Gemara says, Hainu Rabbi, Hainu Rabbi Yudan Nasi.
Right.
Who do you think Rabbi is? Rabbi is the Biyudan Nasi. So he counted him. That was the first proof of with the Eved, yeah. With the Shahrur. But I ask the question, V'nachshovna me Rabbi Akiva. You're bringing me a list of all the rabbis that hold that a person can make an acquisition on something that did not yet come into the world. How come you don't put Rabbi Akiva on the list? No, what is Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, we have a braita. Kunam she'ani osa leficha. You have a lady. And then there's a masechet nedarim. Lady tells her husband, Kunam, I'm making it forbidden. She'ani osa, whatever I do, all my handiwork, I am forbidding it that you should not have any hana'ah. She's telling the husband this. So Rashi said, the Gemara says, "En tzarich lehafir." You don't even have to make kafara because the halacha says all the maasei adayim, all the work of the lady, goes to the husband. So she cannot make a neder on something that's obligated to her. She cannot osir her maasei adayim, her work, to go to him. So the Akiva Omer, yefir. No, you have to make kafara. Why? Sheme ta'adif alav yoter min ha-ra'uy lo. Which means there's a certain shi'ur that the Gemara said that a lady is obligated to work for her husband. In the event that she works more than that amount, she gets to keep it. That's called the adafa. So Rabbi Akiva says, maybe she's going to work more than she has to, and therefore the extra she can keep. So on that item, it's hers. So the neder is going to be hal. Therefore you need to make hafara. Yeah, but it didn't come to the world yet. Which means that extra is not here yet. So you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, a person can be a makneh or makdish, something that you're not yet come in the world. That work is not here yet. Maybe in the future, but I'm making the neder now. Now there's no extra. And you see what? I could make a kinyan or an egdish or a neder on something that you did not yet come to the world. So why don't you put a biyakim on the list? Kibra says, hey, it's mara ala. Nah, that's no proof, that one. Because we learned already on that, Amar avuna bereder av Yoshua be'omeret. Yekadshu yaday le'osehim. V'yadayim itnehu ba'olam. Where the lady said that my hands should be forbidden to you. And the hands are in the world. Which means she made the neder on something that is here today. It's not on the work that's going to come in the future. So we have no ayah from this episode, from this story, that he holds davar shel ba'olam. Adrabah, it's ba'olam, because she made the isud on the actual yadayim themselves. But in the chenayim, if she made it on the masa yadayim, even Rabbi Akiva would say you don't have to make a hafarat, because it is indeed davar shel ba'olam. Amen.